All right, guys, thanks for joining the Hippocast podcast. I'm here with Paige, also known as Two Ply Paper on TikTok. How you doing, Paige?
I'm good. Hello.
How you doing? So you are a young conservative-ish. Do you consider yourself conservative?
No, not one bit.
Fail. All right, what do you consider yourself?
I recently, and by recently, I mean like a couple months ago, came to the decision that my views are a little bit too complex to be put into a category.
Title?
Yeah. Like, I don't align with libertarian. I don't align with Republicans. Definitely not conservatives. Definitely not liberals.
Okay.
So, or Democrats. Excuse me. Nervous. but it's definitely like it's definitely more towards the right in terms of my, what's it called? Like socially, I would consider myself a pretty Democrat, but
okay. In what ways?
When it comes to the economy, well, you know, with gay rights and stuff like that, I do, you know, there's some things that like I'm getting more into Black Lives Matter, which isn't really a Republican thing, because that is important.
Okay. Well, these are good topics. I think we can talk about.
Yeah.
I am also pro. You know, LGBT rights and stuff too. I still consider, see, the way I view this is on a spectrum from left to right, there's so many different spectrums, but to me, left would be more government control, right would be less government control. So to me, gay marriage and stuff like that would be more of a right wing thing that the Democrats have, which is weird because
it should be.
So, you know, the same with marijuana as well. I think that should be legal. I think drugs in general should be legal. That's more of a right wing, you know, thing. A lot of people have different spectrums. They use authoritarianism, you know, and bits. It that doesn't have a center though, so I don't like that spectrum. Mm-hmm. That spectrum's kind of messed up because it can be easily messed up. Whereas my spectrum has two opposing ends that are polar opposites, so you can actually have a center. So I consider those right wing things that the Republicans, for some reason, it should be. Yeah.
But again, like, when you think of like a stereotypical conservative, you think of like redneck, probably bangs his cousin.
I'm a redneck. Don't bang my cousins.
No. But you get what I mean. Like, you think of like those stereotypes. God hates fags, all that bullshit.
See,
but then when you look at the Democrats, you think of the stereotypical. You think of, you know, what comes to mind when I think of Democrats? I think of that, like, do you know that liberal with like the green shirt and the beanie when Trump won the election? She started sobbing,
screaming.
And she's like, no. Yep. Yeah. That is why I first think of when I think of Democrat, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we do have our polar stereotypes that we have for each side.
Right.
You know, now there's conservative is a very loose term. It all depends on what you're trying to conserve. I'm a constitutional conservative. So to me, within the Constitution, there should be nothing telling us that we can't have gay rights or smoke marijuana or anything like that. So to me, those are constitutional rights. So I'm trying to conserve the Constitution. So to me, those are conservative values.
Right.
They're just not represented by the Republican Party. So I still consider myself a conservative to that degree. Now what about your Black Lives Matter? What's new with you on that?
I mean, it's always been the same. Like, I do believe that Black Lives Matter. I just don't support.
Well, absolutely.
And this is what most Republicans actually say. They just, you know, I think a lot of people agree that Black Lives do matter. I do support saying Black Lives Matter. If someone asks me, does Black Lives Matter? Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to sit here and support the riots. You know, the shelter I work at, an animal shelter, the shelter that I work at still has the boards from when they had to, because the shelter is within like a mall. Oh God, I hope I'm not giving too much information. I don't need people finding me.
Nobody knows your last name or anything. You're fine.
No. Yeah.
Paige is her fake name.
Yes, that is very accurate. Paige is my fake name. You know, we still have the boards from when, and that's just so sad because, you know, that to me does not scream Black Lives Matter. That to me screams, okay, this is a thing that's going on. I'm going to use this to my advantage and loot and riot and stuff like that. I really don't agree with that at all.
See, I I'm fully supportive of the groups of people, the type of people that are within these groups. I don't support any of the groups. I support Black Lives. I don't
I
support Black
support the
Lives Matter.
message.
Yeah, I
I support the
support
message.
LGBT rights. I don't support the LGBT pride group.
Oh, I don't either.
You know,
Oh,
so I su
I get
yeah.
hated on so much. I'm bisexual. And whenever I say I really can't support the community anymore, like they're just fucking batshit, a lot of them. Or like, you see, I'm already ostracized. Ostracized? I'm already kicked out. I've been kicked out. I've been excommunicated from the LGBT community because I'm,
All the
well,
best people have, don't worry.
as soon as I say that I'm a Trump supporter or I'm
Yeah.
pro-life or, because that, by the way, pro-life, definitely conservative on. That is like the one thing where I'm like just very hardcore with. That's the
Okay.
only opinion that I'm really hardcore with. But everything else, I'm a little bit like I understand other people's opinions. And even with pro-choice, I do understand people's opinions and the law and stuff like that. I know that I really can't do anything. So I'm not as crazy, but my opinion is still very strong on that one.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as the like the Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ, like I said, it's not that the messages, it's not that I don't support the message or some of the, I want equality. I want everybody to have the same equal rights. And you know, as of right now, I believe we do. I think that right now we're fighting things that don't exist.
Yeah.
But the groups themselves, to me, are not, they're very left-wing groups. They're demanding enforcement through law. They're demanding equity over equality, and that's not what I am for. I'm for equality, and
Right.
equity is not equality. So I do not support these groups. I think they're very damaging and dangerous. And you know, so I will always be right-wing when it comes to that. And I know you're in a pretty, I don't know if you're in the city, but I know you're in a state that is well known for being left wing. Is there anything that is like stands out from what you've experienced in that city that you feel like would be cool to share?
Oh, do you want to talk about the subway system? That shit's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying. Like, listen, the amount of, first of all, I'm in the city. Mayor Bill de Blasio is a nightmare and a half. First of all, before we talk about that lovely specimen, let's talk about his kids. There is a photo of his daughter. Now, this is the mayor's daughter, passed out drunk in the subway, probably on the A train or some crap like that. She's like, I look at that photo and I think to myself, yep, and that makes sense because of your father. He is so bad. Everything that Giuliani did, Giuliani fixed up this city. He fixed up this city from co the Koch era, which was a very bad a era in the 80s in the city. Giuliani fixed that up. Bloomberg kept it nice. And within 4 years, even though he served eight, don't know how the fuck that happened. But within 4 years, 1 year, I can say de Blasio just destroyed everything. Oh my God.
How are you guys pretty strict on your masks there right now?
I'll fucking wear it, honestly.
I mean,
Like I walk
are they
around.
strict with making you wear it though?
No, not really. No
Oh,
one
really? I
goes.
would have expected the opposite.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have yet to, 'cause I don't really go outside. I just go to work. Like that's all I really do. And I'm like respectful. I know that like in stores, it's not, that's like, here's my thing. Like I'm not really for the government mandated things, but I'm for like stores enforcing it. 'Cause if a store
Absolutely.
says, "Hey, I want you, if you want this service, you have to wear a mask." I'm like, "Okay. That makes sense." It would be different though, obviously, with the vaccine, people asking for your vaccine card. Like, I won't serve you unless you have your vaccine. I
Yeah.
believe that's against HIPAA. That's a HIPAA violation or something along those lines. But, I am for stores, so I'm not going to be an asshole. I'm going to wear my mask, because I just have to do that. But when I'm outside, sometimes I get dirty looks, but I don't really care. I'm outside.
You are in a pretty liberal area too. I
Well,
know.
actually, my neighborhood in the city is pretty Republican,
Oh,
and that's
really?
why de Blasio hates this neighborhood because this neighborhood is heavily Republican.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a lot of people like, yeah, of course, there's some liberals here that are, you know, where's the 2 N95 and we've been having 90 degree weather. Like, it's insane whenever I see that I'm walking the dogs at the shelter and I just see people. Oh, I saw a guy. Oh, my God. I saw a guy with an N95 on, windows up in his car.
Jesus.
He could have had the AC on, but still, you're wearing your N95 with your windows up.
Some people, it makes me laugh. I mean, that's do what you got to do, but if you pass out and crash, that's on you, buddy.
I think that's happened already. I'm pretty sure there's a, I'm pretty sure one of my friends told me that there was a case near them or a car crash near them. Someone had an N95 mask on with the windows up and they crashed. I don't think the person got hurt, but I'm pretty sure that's happened before.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but the people put it upon themselves. Man, it's kind of illogical, in my opinion. You know, you're in an enclosed car, but whatever. Do what you want to do, whatever makes you feel safer. Why not just wear four masks? Now, when you do go into the city, do you get a lot of, like, Black Lives Matter stuff all boarded up and everything? And
No, we don't. We haven't had any riots in a very long time. I was talking about last summer with the having to board up the shelter. Yeah. I'm scared of the city. I don't really like it. I'm actually gonna go to the city this Thursday to get a tattoo. So that's gonna be fun. Yeah. Okay. Are you familiar with Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Yes. The show or the crappy movie?
The show.
I love the show. I absolutely love the show. It's one of my favorites. But the movie sucked.
The Four Elements. Yeah, I fucking hate the movie. That movie, like, anything live action that was from like an anime or like a cartoon or something like that, I knew that Death Note was gonna suck as soon as I saw that said live action. I was like, there's no way this is gonna be good. I saw Ryuk and I'm like, no, what did you do? And then I saw L and I was like, what the fuck? He's talking to people? Are you kidding me?
Did you see Erased?
Huh?
Did you see Erased?
No, I didn't see Erased.
The anime is phenomenal, and I thought the live action actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more into anime. Mm-hmm. I only watched Death Note, the anime. Avatar is technically an anime, I think.
I consider it an anime.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I consider that an anime. I've always called it an anime. But
yeah, I think it's an anime. But going back to that tattoo, I'm getting the Four Elements tattooed on my arm. I'll send you a picture when
That's pretty cool. I'll get a tattoo eventually. I have none right now. I'm getting my ears pierced on Wednesday, so that'll be fun.
Oh, awesome.
I'm blank canvas.
Don't get one on the rib. That one hurts.
On the
hurts
what?
A lot. Your rib.
A piercing on your rib?
No, a tattoo on your rib. Don't do
gotcha,
that.
Gotcha.
That hurts like a bitch.
Oh, I might someday. Who knows? I don't know. I have ideas of what I want. I just don't know when I'll pull the trigger. But yeah, when I go to Minneapolis or I go to Chicago, I mean, there's a lot of boarded up areas with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And I just kind of viewed, you know, New York as the same thing. I didn't know.
During that summer.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy how many stores have boarded up windows and stuff like that over the stupid thing, yet they still support it.
It scares me. It scares me that we had because I wasn't working at the shelter at the time. I find this out recently because I just started working there. I find this out recently that we still have the boards from Black Lives Matter, and that scares me. I'm like, what if they, like, these are innocent animals. Like, I'm such a huge animal lover. These are innocent animals. Like, it's not like you're robbing a footlocker. It's you or breaking down a footlocker. You're breaking down these animals only home at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's just like really, really scary to me. So once I heard that, I was like, I mean, I was already like, I didn't like the riots, but that one just like really hurt. Like, it really hurt my heart, honestly.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic behind it. I mean, they're not really logical to begin with, so I can't really put myself to their level to understand what they're thinking when they do this bullshit. But
it's just abuse. That's all it is. They just want to abuse this really good thing. Like, I'm not going to lie. Saying Black Lives Matter, we need police reform. Well, they want to defund the police, but I believe in police reform because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that all cops are perfect. There are definitely some bad apples, but I'm not going to also sit here and say all cops are bad because there are a lot of good cops out there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're talking 0.00017% of them have made mistakes. So,
oh God.
So yeah, it's a very, very minuscule amount of police officers, you know, and I don't, as far as reform goes, I personally believe that our judicial system needs some change. I think that we need some structure for sentencing and stuff like that. That definitely needs to be happening. I think that certain things should be decriminalized. You know, that'd be a good thing. As far as the police, what's up?
You and I can commit the same crime and I would have a lesser sentence.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. I don't like that.
Yeah,
there definitely needs to be some reform in that sense. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people attribute these things to between men and women. You know, that is almost entirely common. As far as race goes, there's a lot more variables that are involved that a lot of people discount. Mm-hmm. You know, when certain crimes happen in one particular area, they're more likely to give you a harsher sentence just because they're sick of these crimes happening. And so depending on where you commit the crimes and who the judge is and so on, I mean, you're going to get a harsher sentence no matter what race you are. In these same areas, people are getting same sentences no matter the race. It's just you're getting harsher sentences than people in other cities and other states and stuff like that are committing the same crimes, just because to them it's not as a frequent problem and it's not as it's not as punished as heavily. So, but yeah, between men and women, I mean, I think women get a little bit more leniency. Just because they don't definitely view women as a reoccurring threat like they do men, which I understand that. Because women aren't a reoccurring threat like men are. Men are much more dangerous when it comes to crimes. Not that they should all be treated the same,
you and I commit the same crime. It's not fair. It doesn't matter that I
totally agree.
Am less likely to reoffend. You commit the same crime, you get the same punishment. It's just equality at that point. But, you know.
Yep, no, but totally understand that. That's exactly why I think there needs to be structure within the judicial system. Mm-hmm. As far as the police go and their training, I think that the only thing we can really do, I don't think you can train mentality out of police officers. If they have a racial bias, you're not going to train that out of them. I think that
exactly.
That's all exactly you can really it. Do is just hold them more accountable, which they absolutely need to be held more accountable when they make mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's really all I can think of that we could do to strengthen our police force and make it better is.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
Thanks. But you know what's like the kicker though? Like, and this is just this is where I can sympathize with Black Lives Matter. It's just that it's so hard to get what would be a good way of saying this, to like get evidence, I guess, of
racism.
Racism, exactly.
Yeah, there is no way
that racism.
You can't.
Yeah.
But here's my rebuttal to that. So, why do you need to find it? That's, you know what I mean? My logic behind it is anytime there's a crime committed, it's considered a hate crime, period. It is done out of hatred. Doesn't matter whether they don't like you as they don't like your gender. Doesn't matter if they don't like your race. Doesn't matter if they don't like the color of your eyes. If they don't like your attitude, they're doing it for a reason that is hateful, and it doesn't matter. One act of hatred should not be treated differently than another act of hatred. The crime itself is all that should be judged based. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter if the police officer committed a crime that was racist. I mean, if he's creating acts of racism, he needs to be held accountable, period, point in case. But he shouldn't be treated differently by law because of his actions of why he did it. It should be based off of what he did.
Right. The motive shouldn't really matter at that point.
Exactly. But it doesn't matter why. The fact you did it is you did it. You know.
But it's just that, like, you know, you want to know why criminals do things. You want to know why bad people do things. Like, you know, I'm very big into the true crime community. I talk about it a lot. People glorifying these fucking criminals that don't deserve to be glorified at all. I did one today about, I forgot his name. He was a school shooter, Devin. He had fuchsia in his hair. He had like pink stripes in his hair. I think Devin something.
Okay.
People are making edits for him. He shot up a school. A guy actually went in front of his bullet to try to save his classmates. Like, it's really sad, and people are glorifying him. Why?
Really? Why are they glorifying him? What are they saying that's possibly, you know, an argument for him?
Say that one more time.
What are people possibly saying that could make him look good?
Nothing. Nothing. He's cute. He's cute. Let him go. He's cute.
That's it?
He's so soft and ooh-woo. Like, you see it with the Menendez brothers. You see it with, like, I can go on and on. But back to what I was saying with the true crime community. Like, you want to know why these criminals. I wanted to know why Jeffrey Dahmer ate these motherfuckers. I want to know why Ted Bundy raped all and killed all those women that fucking brutally. Like, I want to know why. And that's probably
both what... of them are from my state.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer's tombstone keeps getting stolen. So now they just put a little tiny rock where his grave is just because they're like, fuck it. Like, we're done building tombstones for him.
Why does he? I don't think.
Love that shit. You know? Like, I want a piece of the serial killer's tombstone. I want his name in my house. Okay.
Listen, I'm the type of person, like, I'm very, like, I'm very, I can be very mean. I wouldn't give him a fucking tombstone. I would have just dumped his body in the river, honestly. Like, I do not, like, with people like him, I don't even want to call them people. Like, it's just awful. It's just, they're just awful monsters. Him, Ted Bundy. I'm sorry,
Ted Bundy's not from my state. Ed Gein is. Ed Gein and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay. Yeah, but Ted... Wait, what's your state again? Hold on.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Did Ted Bundy ever kill in Wisconsin?
I don't know if he did. I think
he did.
Did he?
Sure. He was... I can look it up right now.
This turned funny. We're talking about...
I love talking about...
I love the cycle a lot.
It was Washington. That was it. California, okay. Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, and Florida. Not Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, no. He didn't even step foot in that state. Oopsies. My
bad. Yeah, the psych behind them is very intriguing. And it's kind of like what makes them tick, what makes them do what they do. And it's very difficult for us to put ourselves in those shoes. You know, they try to relate it to like mother problems and such, you know, like, I think it was Jeffrey Dahmer or Ed Gein that had like very strong mother issues. He didn't want to like detach from his mom. And I think they said that he would make what's that?
That wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer.
No,
okay. He was borderline despised his parents considering the fact that they were always fighting and he went out into the woods and just beat a tree with a baseball bat. Like, I know his case very well. Just a lot of documentaries on him and Ted Bundy.
I know one of them would make women like dress up in like dresses and kind of like act like a mom, you know what I mean, or like talk like a mom.
I've heard of that. I don't remember who did that. Maybe the guy that you're talking about. What's his name?
Ed Gein, maybe. He's from like the early 1900s, I believe. But yeah, somebody for you to look into if you haven't heard of him.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. Yeah, definitely. Okay. He inspired the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I know this guy. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was him though. I don't think he was dressing people up. There was another one where he dressed up. There's this really eerie photo of a girl backing away in a dress. And she was like 14 or whatever, and the guy who took the photo ended up being her murderer. And he was like dressing her up like a little doll before he killed her.
Damn.
Yeah, it's sick. It's sick, but fascinating at the same time. See, this is a healthy fascination. Saying, oh my God, Ted Bundy's so cute. Free him. Oh my God, Jeffrey Dahmer. He's gay. You gotta love him. Like,
yeah. No.
That's when I start to think that, okay, you're not a sane person. There's no way.
No. Yeah, learning the psychology behind these people, that is healthy. That is good. That is to understand that is not a bad thing. To take away all accountability of somebody because they look good. I mean,
yeah, it's sick.
Shit, I wish I had that problem on TikTok. People would just be like, fuck, I don't. Actually, I take that back. I've gotten comments like that.
Yes, you have.
I have, yes.
James the American says it all the time.
Yeah, like, I totally disagree with everything you say, but you're hot, so it's okay. I'm like, okay.
You are pretty ripped.
Well, nah, I don't know if I'm ripped, but thank you.
You're pretty ripped, dude. You got your biceps are probably the size of my head, all right?
Probably, but I am not that ripped. Ripped. It's like a dad bod thing going on, but I'm working on it. But yeah, so what other political aspects do you have that you'd consider yourself leaning somewhat more liberal than conservative, if there's any?
Oh yeah, like I said, also with my religious aspects.
Oh yes, you're an atheist, right?
Yes, I'm actually currently looking into Buddhism because that might align with more of my beliefs. Because I don't know, it just makes me feel better thinking that there's. I mean, this is like the problem. Like I feel like there's really nothing after we die. Like I feel like that's the most logical possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I choose to want to believe that there is something else other than, you know, just dying, you know?
See, and actually, I think that's the more logical decision, is to believe that there is something.
It's just, like, a comfort thing. Because, like, at the same time, like, it would kind of suck. That's why I'm, like, trying to, and also I'm looking into Buddhism for my anxiety and stuff like that. But, like, I just don't like to think about the future. I don't like to think about the past. I rather live in the now, you know,
the present. You might like Taoism.
That's exactly what like Buddhism is.
Yeah. Taoism is very balanced, mm-hmm. very centering, you know, yin yang.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I get a lot of crap for this too. And they're like, why are you conservative? And I said, or why are you a Christian? And I said, because I believe it's, you know, the more logical. And there's almost any religion to me, it'd be more logical than none at all. And that's because when religions believe in an afterlife and a way to get to the afterlife, regardless of whether you believe there is one or not, it'd be better to have one than it would be not to have one. So if there's a way to get there, because we don't know.
Right.
You know, we don't know regardless. So if there is one, we're not going to know until we die. And if we die and we find out there is one, well, then you at least had some way of finding your way to get into it compared to not. And I believe that's just more logical, and it doesn't change who you are as a person. It doesn't change your beliefs in science or anything like that. I mean, that can all stay. That can all be a part of who you are, you know, while you're alive. But the religion just changes the aspects of what happens after you die. So it's almost like it's just a total separate belief to believe in. And I don't find anything wrong with that. I find that more logical.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, I personally just can't get into the three religions. Like I'm fine with all the other religions. It's just the three big religions that I just, you know, it sparks Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. If you look at the historical or even now, you see it now currently with, let me use Israel and Palestine as an example. It's all really based on religion. It's really stemming from religion, and I know they're using religion wrongly.
Yes,
they're abusing the religion to project their own narrative. But that's just people. That's just how people are. Yeah, but that.
See, the funny thing is, these religions are actually based on love for the most part, and I think that.
my brother would say otherwise. He actually he read the Quran and everything like that, and he's the most hateful religion ever. he was going to convert to Islam, and he was really against it. He's been really against it.
The Muslims right now currently have hippie staying near me, and mm-hmm. we've had conversations on. She used to be Muslim, and she used to all the time, and she said it's very peaceful. Religion based on love. And I'm actually a huge fan of like Indian culture and stuff like that, you know, like Middle Eastern and you know, they're very Muslim over there as well. They also have Hinduism and stuff, but they preach it as very peaceful and loving and everything. So it all depends on how you
want to believe, how you want to fit your narrative. Like
they're based on love. But when people add in their pride to it, then it becomes a battle of whose is better. And that's why we fight. That's why we kill. So it's funny because these religions talk about how pride is bad, yet we add it into our religion, and then all of a sudden it turns our religion into a weapon. Exactly. And it turns our religion into a weapon. So the best, you know, people say all the time, you know, Christians are the most judgmental. No, those are prideful Christians. Those are Christians who don't even follow their own doctrine because they believe in, they are following their beliefs with one of the most powerful roots of sin. Mm-hmm. There, to me, that's just a bad follower of that religion. You need to find somebody who follows that religion that doesn't follow based on pride, because then they're not going to be lashing out at you when you try to offend their religion. You know, they're gonna look at it through love. They're gonna say, "I understand. It's okay that you don't believe this. I don't need to force mm-hmm. this on you." You right. know? So it's not religion that's causing these things. It's pride.
I respect respectful religious people. I really do. Because yeah. there's two reasons why I can't get into the three main religions. One, the people. The people just ruin it, and you just explained it perfectly. It's because of their pride. It's because mm-hmm. they want to fit a narrative. And a lot of the times you see it, like I said, the evil parts, they cherry pick the evil parts, they cherry pick the good parts and stuff like that, you know?
Yes.
And then also, it's just really, really hard for me to, you know, believe in God. Just mm-hmm. one singular God. It's just really, really hard for me to believe that. I don't know if I even, like, I'm not opposed to the thought of a God or gods or, you know, I guess aliens. if aliens were, like, they would be considered gods, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be opposed to that thought, but I just find it highly unlikely. And I feel like once someone's already in my mindset, like, it's just very hard to convert. That's why I'm trying to look into Buddhism, also to make my mother happy, just a little happy. I give her a daughter that has a religion.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And I was in your shoes. I was an atheist and I didn't believe in anything. And it took me to be down. I mean, like I've had a really rough life, and I mean, I've been homeless and I've been, you know, locked up and everything. And I was at my lowest point before. I was just looking for something, anything to get me out of there. And then that's when I kind of came into Christianity, and all of a sudden everything just kind of like fell in place and everything made sense. And I was like, well, damn, you know, this, I want to make this make sense. So I started to read doctrine. I'm not too much into the Bible. But it gave me a better sense of balance in who I am. So it's something that I felt was valued to me. And as I started to think about things more logically, I realized it was a more logical thing to believe in that than it would be not to believe in it at all. Right. So that's kind of how I came to my Christianity to begin with. But a lot of people find their own paths, and it's better that we don't force it. It's better that we let people find it themselves.
Yeah. Again, it's just like some people, like I defend religion. I defend religious people because I feel like if you're a good person and you're not forcing your religion down my throat and I'm not forcing my religion down, like we can be respectful. But absolutely. Like when I see someone being an asshole, I'm going to call you out for being an asshole. Like that fucking preacher that was saying that Jesus's lover had his head in Jesus's lap. Make of that what you will. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up with that bullshit. He just told you or his friend that one of them is going to betray Jesus. They're gonna be fucking upset. They're gonna be like, oh shit, Jesus isn't me. Like, it's just bizarre. And then he just laid, he just rested his head on his shoulder or his chest or some shit. Bosom is chest. So not lap, it is a chest. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that video. I tried re-uploading that one because that was my most popular video before I deleted my first account. But then I saw how awkward I was and my hair was stupid and I was just like, and I'm just gonna remake that one maybe.
Okay.
Try that one again.
I haven't seen that one. So.
Oh, I'm gonna send it to you. Okay. Oh, I'm so gonna send it to you. Tyler Blutman, the reason why he followed me was because of that video.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He gives me crap for my name all the time. Every time I hop in his lives, he's like, Hypocrats, Hippocrats. What's the point of your name?
Oh my God, Scott. He was just fucking rude. was thinking when you were debating whoever the fuck that guy was, red shirt or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't reading the comments.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yo, he was going at he was hilarious.
Yeah,
I wish I had like a screen recording of like what he was saying. It was really funny.
Yeah, that debate sucked. I
yeah.
Sorry, I really wish there would have been something like a moderator. You know, it's he did a very good job just avoiding anything that I was talking about and trying to change the subject. And it was just mm-hmm. It was getting so frustrated. There's a lot of points in there where I was just taking a deep breath, like, what the hell is going on here? This is just stupid.
In the future, if you ever need a moderator, I consider myself a very fair person. Like, if you put me to a task, I will let, you know, two people speak, even if I don't agree with, like, one person. Because for the most part, I agree with you with most things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I wouldn't mind being your moderator. I'm just...
There's a lot of people after that debate that were like, if you ever need a moderator...
Yeah.
I got it.
I would consider myself a fair person. I'm not going to be biased in this because I will tell you that debate was not good. It was not
No,
good
it was terrible. That's why, I tried downloading it onto my thing because you can download your lives mm-hmm. afterwards, and it only loaded half of it. So I couldn't even if I wanted to put it on my YouTube, I can't because I don't have the full thing. And I was like, I don't want to, even if I could, just because it wasn't even a debate. It was just a shitty conversation between two people that just were talking over each other. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
were you thinking about that, like during the debate? Like, during the debate, were you thinking about that? Like, where the fuck is this going?
Yes, the whole time. Wow. I was like, this is ridiculous. This is, we're way off track. It's not even close to what we're supposed to be talking about. And, he kept pushing it down. Like, there was one point where I was talking about, hypothetical about how taxes can be oppressive. And I was using a hypothetical saying, like, if Bernie Sanders came in and he raised our taxes, and he's like, oh, Bernie Sanders wouldn't do that. Here, I'm going to look up Bernie Sanders. Like, dude, that's not the point. That's not what I'm trying to talk about.
It's a hypothetical, yeah.
Yeah,
but I think that was the problem. I think you two were just harping on hypotheticals a little bit too much and arguing hypotheticals, when I think it would have been better to support your case by or your argument by using actual events that have happened. Try to research actual events that have happened to support your case. I feel like what were you guys arguing against? Systemic racism.
Systemic racism, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's evidence to back up his side and your side, definitely.
The problem that we had off the bat was not agreeing on what systemic racism was. So the debate was already screwed from the beginning. And then the very first topic he brought up was the drug. What do you call it? The drug wars, you know,
the
war on drugs. Yes. Yeah. And we never made it past that topic. That topic stayed throughout the entire
debate.
Yeah,
I couldn't watch the first half of it. I just caught the end a little bit because I was at work. But at the end, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like,
so was
what
I,
are they
the whole
even
time.
Talking about?
Yeah,
I actually left for like 5 minutes. And I just went into my group chat. I went into my group chat with Comic Connor. He recently just gained a shit ton of followers on TikTok from one video of pissing off the left and the right. And then James the American, I'm in a Snapchat group with them, and I texted them. I was like, what the fuck is going on with his live?
I don't even know who that is, either one of those people.
Oh, they're cool. They both follow you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll have to check out their content.
Connor does more comic book things, and I'm pretty sure he follows you. I know James for sure follows you.
Okay.
And James the American does a lot of religious and funny videos.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're really cool.
So are there any beliefs conservative-wise that you are very strong?
Pro-life. Definitely.
Okay, like how pro-life are you?
I'm very pro. The only exception I will have with the pro-life, and I don't even like fully, like I can understand and I can sympathize with this, when a woman is raped or, it is, the baby is a product of incest, that I can understand. But even then, at the same time, I understand that baby is still a victim. It's just as much as a victim as the person. But at that point, I can sympathize a little bit more with women who go through that, because it, you know, abortion, like at the end of the day, women who do get abortions, that's a traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very traumatic experience, and I'm sickened, and this is what's making my pro-life beliefs grow stronger and making me never want to be pro-choice, is because if I say that I'm pro-choice, I don't want that stigma that I'm glorifying it, which is what's happening. We're seeing it happening. I got KFC after my abortion. KFC hits different after my abortion. I just got an abortion today. Yay me. Like, that pisses me off a little. Yeah. Like, that's not something to be glorified. This is a traumatic thing that women, a lot of women go through because it's legal. It's not supposed to be a glorified thing.
I think that's why they do it.
To piss people. Yeah, probably.
To empower themselves to feel better about what they did. Mm. You know? That's the reason why empowerment really exists for everything. You know, anytime you feel like you did something terrible or inferior, you try to empower that action.
To think that you did a good thing.
Yes, exactly. So it's just a inferiority complex thing. You know, it's
delusion. It's straight up fucking delusion. They're nuts.
Like, so what about people who are on the verge of death because of abortion, or their life is threatened because of abortion? Do you think the abortion should happen then?
No one's opinion. First of all, I'm don't understand why that's considered an abortion. I have no idea why that is considered an abortion. Obviously, because it's a very rare thing for a baby, for example, to be actually parasitic. Like, I know a lot of pro-choicers say it's a parasite or whatever. It's not. A baby is not a parasite.
No.
But it can be parasitic. Like, it can be like a parasite, and where it's feeding off the mother in a negative way, and it has to be terminated. I don't understand why that's considered an abortion. I really don't. I get it. It's terminating a pregnancy. That's what an abortion is. But it's at the risk of the mother. But
yeah.
I did see one guy's opinion, no one of interest, that's who it was. He posted a video recently of a doctor saying, I ended at-risk abortions, or not abortions, pregnancies, by delivering the baby by cesarean section. That's how them giving birth, pretty much, having the baby, is how the doctor ended these life what's it called?
Threatening. Okay.
Life-threatening. Thank you. Sorry. It's 12:07. these life-threatening pregnancies, he delivered the babies. So, you know, that was really interesting to watch. I don't know how often that happens. But I really don't understand why life-threatening pregnancies and you have to terminate the baby, that's considered an abortion. I really don't understand.
Yeah. See, I am pro-life to the extent of the mother's life being at risk, because it's illogical to say if the mother will die and the baby will die with it, well then
two people are dying.
Exactly.
Two lives
are
dying.
Yeah. So if the baby is a consequence of saving the mother, then it's okay. I'm not pro-choice even when it comes to rape or incest.
Right.
I'm still pro-life when it comes to that. So the way I look at it is, it's in a very unfortunate situation. Nobody would ever wish it upon the person, but the fact is that they are a few months of being free of it, you know, and that baby could go up for adoption or whatever. Regardless of that baby goes for adoption or that baby is aborted, there's going to be some kind of mental stress onto the person who has had to go through that. Right. And they probably will have more of a sense of relief knowing that that baby's alive, living somewhere, than they probably would saying that they killed it. I can't thoroughly, you know, every person's going to be different when it comes to that, but regardless, it's going to be bad. And I just think one outcome has a dead person, one outcome has a person who's alive.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but I'm very just, you know, I'm very sympathetic with that. I can, like, really understand why a woman would get an abortion if they were raped. I'm sympathetic to it. But I, at the same time, I'm just thinking to myself, they're both victims. You know, that baby didn't ask to be born, and she didn't ask to get raped. It's just they're both victims at that point.
Totally understand why they want to get them. I just don't think they should be allowed to.
I think that one that I just think. I think Texas is doing the right thing right now with the 6 week the heartbeat law, I think it's called. So you can't have, I think that they're doing a good thing with that. A lot of people would disagree. I had this one woman in a comment thread telling me that if she gets pregnant again, she might die. And she needs to get to have abortions, legal for her to have a safe life. And I was like, don't have sex.
It's not gonna pop up out of the blue.
It's really not that hard. Just wrap it up or don't have sex. I don't understand these women that just want to get abortions. And again, it's the glorification. They don't care about they don't really care about the health, like their health or anything like that. You are willingly making a decision that you know will impact your life. But you
exactly
know, like I don't yeah. That shit like hurts my brain, dude. It really does. I was like in that comment, I was like, this person's so fucking stupid.
And there's somebody tagged me today in a video of a guy that was trying to he was really, really pro-choice in his video, and he's just ragging on a woman who was pro-life. And they're like, can you please debunk him? And I was like, well, he's correct on a few things, but yeah, I'll make a video. So I'll be making that in the next few days. But
oh, cool. Yeah, I find it very funny. No uterus, no opinion, unless you're a man that's pro-choice. Like, that's really how it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if the baby in the stomach has a uterus, you know, they don't have an opinion.
No, because it's not a person. It's a clump of cells.
Exactly.
Newsflash, asshole. You're a clump of cells, too. Fuck. Whoa. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, the amount of hypocrisy and antitheticals and their ideologies when it comes to almost everything, you know, and that's what I built my platform originally for, the Hippocrats, is to point out these hypocrisies and these antitheticals, and that's to everybody, the right or the left. There's a lot on both sides. I do find a lot more on the left than I do the right, but the right has them too. So, and that's typically
I'm trying to move my content more into like shitting on these people, glorifying criminals. Because that one, I feel like not a lot of people are talking about that. Yeah. And I really do think that needs to be brought to life. I'll probably be more doing some more politics, pro-life, pro-religion. Because I am pro-religion, obviously.
Yeah.
Everyone has the freedom of religion. All that stuff. It's just that to me, I feel like needs to be brought to attention.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you do shitting on people, you're going to get banned. So hopefully you have some backups made. I know you do have one other one because this account that you're on has been banned many times. What is your backup page's name?
Yeah, again? My backup page, it's Punished Paper.
Punished Paper. Yeah. Just in case 2-ply paper ever goes bankrupt, go to Punished Paper and you'll have her backup.
Right. I just post stupid videos on there now. Actually, the first account, I deleted my first account. I had a feeling I was going to get banned, though, because I didn't post on that account for a month because I had some personal shit happen to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't post on there for a month. I post the video and then I get banned from posting for another month. So that, to me, was a sign that I was inevitably going to get banned. I was like, fuck that. I'm deleting my account. I don't want to do this anymore. And then Millie brought me back. And that's 2-ply paper. And it got banned once. And then somehow I won the appeal. I have no idea how that happened. TikTok hooked me up. But, I won that appeal. But by that time I had Punished Paper. So that's just going to be my second account.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep making accounts. I'm just going to keep making accounts.
I am too. I already have a backup ready to go when this one gets banned. Because I know it's going to eventually anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is what it is. They don't like me.
You know what pissed me off? I was in the middle of going to comment on this really cute puppy video that I saw. And then all of a sudden, you have been permanently banned from TikTok. And like, I get that notification. I'm like, fuck, I wanted to save this video. Like, I didn't care about it. I just wanted that puppy video. I've never seen it again. Never saw it again.
Aw. So yeah, pissed. And you try to find these things and you can't find them. This sucks too.
So pissed. I'm so pissed at that to this day. It's so annoying. But whatever, I got my account back.
Yeah. Well, now you should be able to go back to your likes and find it again.
No, it was. I didn't get to like it yet. I was going to comment. Oh, I do this thing where I comment first and then I like. And I still do that. Don't know why.
Save it. Save it. Hit the heart.
I fucking went to comment first and then got banned. And I'm like, ah, well, that's the end of that, I guess.
I only get politics on this page. My previous account that wasn't political. I mean, all I got was comedy and stuff like that because it's the kind of content that I put out. But in this new account, all I get is political stuff. But it's so typically when I find my videos to make them to, they're usually videos that somebody else already stitched, and I go to the original and I stitch it too. Mm-hmm. So, or I get a lot of people who tag me in videos. A lot of people tag me in videos, so that helps too.
Yeah, I don't really get a lot of that. I'm actually content with the amount of followers I have right now. I feel like that's just a good amount because last time on my first account, I had 18,000. Okay. And I was like having anxiety attacks the entire time. Like I was so nervous. I felt like I needed to post a video every day. Like it's nice having just, I think I'm up to 9K. Almost 10K. That's, I think, a good amount because I don't feel that pressure anymore. And as soon as I say that, everyone's going to start fucking following me. And people are just going to be like, gotcha, bitch.
I'm trying to gain as much as I can because I'm trying to build a brand. You know, I want the Hippocrats to be a brand. I want people to know, what I'm about and everything. And
still want that hat.
Well, you're definitely going to get a hat. Yay. I have a private a business that's near me that makes them for me. So I already have the word is already through their template machine. Mm-hmm. All they need is the colors. So I'm just giving them a whole list of colors, the hat, the name, and then the O, and then they're going to make them for me. But it's quite a long turnaround. I think it took me a month to get my first badge.
Okay.
So, but when I do get it, I will let you know.
All right. Yeah, and I'll PayPal you the shipping fee and stuff like that, and probably ship it to my job, honestly. I have mail at the house from like random places.
Well, you are on my podcast, so I'm not going to charge you anything. Anybody who comes into my podcast, I gift them a hat. So,
thank you.
But we are towards the end of this podcast. I'm going to have to let you go.
All right.
I want to thank you so much for being on here with me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Would you ever like have like a duo, like talk about more things or something like that? Like have reoccurring guests?
Yeah, I was supposed to have Savvy and African Hippie on for a podcast about cultural appropriation and culture in general, but I had to cancel it because of an emergency that popped up. So. Right. We're going to try and set that up again. That'll be my first try podcast, but we're actually going to do that one on a video podcast. And then I'm going to put it on here without the video, with just the audio. But that'll be my first one that I do. So I want to see how that goes. I've been having issues with this app. When I go more than an hour, it starts to separate the audio and it starts to become delayed. That's why I try to keep it an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what the deal is. It's glitchy sometimes. I'm new at this too. So when I get farther into it, I'll have better.
Technology just sucks, guys.
Yeah. I'm doing it with cheap equipment and stuff too. So.
Well, I would love to come back. The time, unless I'm working.
Okay.
Because I don't have a life.
I could probably get you and Millie on here. That'd be kind of fun.
Yes, 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 please.
So we'll have to talk about that. I'll have to send her a message.
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful night, Paige. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. Good night, Scott.
Good night, Paige.